Unfortunately, I got impatient.
He broke up with me.
I broke up with her.
The same year I had my prom, he broke up with me early in that year, our prom. He had his prom, I had mine. No, rival high school.
But I was supposed to be her date and she would have been mine. Gotcha. And but like I said, like I'm all in, and I felt like she was withholding.
Welcome to the Harrison Family Values Podcast, where we explore faith, family, fatherhood, manhood, and marriage with today's guests, Isaiah and Jeanette McGill. High school sweethearts who parted ways only to rediscover each other later in life. Isaiah and Jeanette, along with their four daughters, exemplify the resilience and strength that comes from nurturing familial bonds. Join us as we delve into their inspiring story and glean valuable insights into building a strong and united family unit. So guys, thank you guys so much for agreeing to have this conversation with me. And welcome to the Harrison Family Values Podcast.
Thank you for having
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, no, it's a pleasure, man. Like, we've known each other for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah, for a long
time. Crazy, small world.
Yeah, yeah. And I would say, like, the Christian party scene, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. We attended one of your events, actually my church from Brooklyn, and it was a Valentine's singles event
in Queens.
Yeah. And we kept your info. We were like, oh, this is dope. This will be a nice space. And fast forward, ran into you at the church that I'm at now in New Jersey.
I started going to the church, visiting, looking at their Facebook page, and I saw you in it. And I was like, oh, let me reach out to you.
Yeah.
Because I was going there, I think I went to like two services, but I didn't see you there.
Right.
But then you confirmed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I saw you and I was like, Brother Andre, what are you doing here? Like, great. Yeah,
and since meeting you, you went and I guess a man found you.
A man found me.
Yeah, he was like, okay, here's this Proverbs 31. You know, I think I just found a good thing. I'm trying to get God's favor.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. So tell me, how did you guys meet?
You really want to hear this?
I want to hear this story. How did you guys meet?
16.
We were 16 years old when we met.
16. Wow. I had my first summer job.
Okay.
It was in a daycare. And the daycare was right next to her house.
So,
like, right next door.
So you was working at a daycare when you met your wife, and now you got a literal daycare in your home with all the kids that you guys. Yeah, no, but go ahead.
No, so I actually was working with her. She was a cheerleader, and one of the other cheerleaders, we worked together. So when we came out, she saw Jeanette. She said, hi, Jeanette. And they started talking, and I was just locked into her from that moment. And I think I had a thing for her friend. But I was just like, yeah, I'm good. And so every day after work, I was hanging out with her and her little brother Joshua. And then it just started to escalate from there, which was just really conversation.
Okay. Yeah.
About church.
Okay.
And school.
Yeah. Why are you sucking teeth?
Because it wasn't just about church and school.
It was really.
Yeah, we talked about everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we had a great connection, great friendship.
It was a different conversation from anyone else. And then I finally built up the courage to ask her if she would be my girlfriend.
Okay.
She shut me down, y'all.
What? All right. So, wait, now you might want to bring the mic just a little bit closer. Yeah. So, I want to hear why you shut him down.
I wasn't thinking about boyfriend, girlfriend at that stage. I was very much all in.
Zealous about Jesus.
No, not just Jesus that. Yeah, zealous about, Jesus in school.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, very focused, Arista Honor Society, very involved in school. And I wasn't about the games. But he was the only person that I was willing to be open to in that way.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Then what was it about him that made him the only person you would be willing to open up that way?
We talked about everything. And it just... The connection was different than any other young person that I'd ever met.
Yeah.
And typically, most people wouldn't be able to call my house and talk to me. You know, growing up African household, we're not about that boyfriend-girlfriend life. Yeah. But the fact that he worked next door to our home that summer, like, we just had a different connection. And so we would talk about school and about what we're going to do after high school.
So African home, you're like, Mom, Dad, I'm going to the store, knowing that he's working. Going to go sneak and see the...
No, it wasn't like
that. No, they were at work.
Okay.
And I mean,
it was a summer job.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
9 to 3 or 4, whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
So after that, I would just hang out with them for an hour or so outside.
Yeah. Outside, yeah.
And like I said, then she couldn't understand why I liked her.
Yeah. I think that was a big thing. He was an athlete, which he didn't mention. So I was
a cheerleader.
Yeah, I was a cheerleader. He was a football player from my rival high school.
That's like perfect setup.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It looked like the perfect setup, but I was just like, oh, all the girls want you. I'm not about that life. I'm focused. And so I was constantly pushing him away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so the conversations were, it was funny because once we, she said yes.
Yeah.
And agreed to, I guess, a relationship, a situationship, if you may. Then the conversation kind of started to get like very one-worded.
Oh, wow.
How are you?
Yeah.
Good. How was school? Fine. So now we're not conversing anymore. Mm-hmm. So, of course, being young and I'm really liking this girl. Some would say love, but yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, are you seeing someone else? No. Why? I'm like, because you're not acting the way a girlfriend should act.
And I think I didn't know what a girlfriend was supposed to be at that stage. I wasn't thinking about those things.
Yeah.
And he wanted more.
But you know what? And our parents are telling us not to have a boyfriend and girlfriend.
Correct.
So it's not even like, you know how to navigate. And if you use the same methods and examples that your friends are using,
mm-hmm.
you just might get into a whole lot of mess.
Yeah, and you know what? During that time in the 90s, like, all girls were doing were getting pregnant. And all they were pushing, the message that was being pushed in high school was use condoms. Condoms were in like every classroom. And it just wasn't my thing.
And ironic, in the 90s, it was from schools use condoms, from the church. Purity, purity, purity.
Purity,
men are,
OD.
Men are dirty, girls are
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Seductress, right. Stay away.
Right. And nothing in between.
Nothing in between.
Yep, absolutely.
But to be honest, like that wasn't my plan. Like, yeah. I just wanted to be around her as much as possible. And it seemed like that was hard. It was getting harder and harder.
Mm-hmm.
So this is priming you guys up for Valentine's. This is dope. So keep it up, because I love the love. Keep it up.
So unfortunately, I got impatient.
He broke up with me.
I broke up with her.
The same year I had my prom, he broke up with me early in that year, our prom. He had his prom, I had mine. No, okay. Rival high school.
But I was supposed mm-hmm. to be her date, and she would have been mine.
Gotcha.
And but like I said, like I'm all in, and I felt like she was withholding.
Wow.
And so I'm like, I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah, yeah.
She was like, are you serious? No. She said, okay, fine. And hangs up the phone.
But it crushed me.
Yeah.
It crushed me. And anybody who knew me back then knew, uh-oh, Jeanette had a breakup. You know, so I pushed through. I went to the prom by myself. He had a bunch of girls. A bunch of girls chasing him.
That's that might have been true.
Yeah, yeah.
But we fast forward. We both went to. We ended up going to the
college.
College in the same state.
Mm-hmm.
She went to Temple University. I went to Penn State University.
Pennsylvania's a pretty big state.
It is. Yeah. But we were only like 3 hours apart. But and we stayed in touch with each other.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that was as far as we ever got to seeing each other ever again. So Facebook came about, and that was something that kept us in touch. And every now and again, I would call or we would talk, and the conversation would be like, I'm like, hey, Jeanette, how you doing? She's like, I'm fine. How's your mom?
I know, she's
straight to it. Like, cut me off. I'm like, she's alive. Wow. Thanks. Like, hey, she's great.
Yeah.
So I'll say about 6-7 years ago, I sent her a message on Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
And she replied.
Yeah.
And we conversed, and then she's like, I'm in Arizona. And for that little bit of moment, I was like, oh man, I think I'm gonna have to move to Arizona. It wasn't anything about relationship, it was just talking. But she's like, no, I'm here for a wedding, and take my number. So I'm like,
So after all those years, why give him your number?
Like, you know what, it really wasn't anything like that. It's just, if you hear the story, like, it was just two people catching up.
Yeah.
And
she was in Arizona. The signal was off. You know, the timing was off. So, call. So when I called, and I'm like, wow, I'm actually talking to Jeanette on the phone.
Yeah. He sent something, and because of the time difference, I happened to be up, and I happened to see it. But I don't typically check my Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
And I saw it from him, and we were just talking back and forth about it. And I'm like, you know what? Here's my number. Let's talk when I get back. To New York.
So God was telling you to check.
Yeah, I didn't know what was, you know, going to.
But to.
Hear that?
I hear that. So we're going to have to.
To spice it up a little bit, I come up. I was in the basement and I came upstairs. I was up with my mother at the time. I said, Mom, guess who I'm on the phone with? And she said, Jeanette. Right off the rip.
Yeah.
And this woman has prayed on this, and she asked for this.
Yeah, yeah.
This is like 20 years later.
Wow.
She's like, every girl that I've was involved with, she was like, she's not a Jeanette.
So yeah. You set the standard in his life for his family.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then fast forward, a year later, we were married.
Wow. And you guys have three...
Three
beautiful three. Little girls.
I have
one is my best friend.
Yes, I think they all love you.
Yeah. We have four.
We have four. He has a daughter from a previous relationship. Yeah.
So four girls.
Four girls. No boys.
So you instantly became outnumbered.
Yes, sir.
How do you manage that? Patiently, right?
I'm just present.
Got you.
I'm just present. Whatever they need, you know. I'm trying to be a loving husband and cater to my wife and her stresses, and then the children and their act and how active they are.
Yeah.
Extremely active.
Sometimes I just lay on the floor and I just let them jump on me, and I just they practice their wrestling moves and jump off the couch on top of me, and I just love it though. Yeah. I'll be honest, as stressful as it gets at time, just yesterday. The girls got up super early. I didn't get home. I got home late from work, but I was just laying in the bed and they were just up under me.
Yeah.
And I texted them and I was like, this is life. This is.
He works nights. I work early in the morning and I work in New York.
Wow.
Yeah. So we work opposite schedules. So we literally see each other in the mornings and I won't see him again until the next day.
So with that, what do you guys do to make sure you guys keep that connection? Because I see you guys. You guys are connected. You guys love each other. Yeah. But with the schedule that you guys have, the responsibility,
because
some people may look at kids as a burden, their responsibility, and then eventually they'll be free.
Yeah.
How do you guys, or what do you guys do to make sure that you guys keep that spark and prioritize the marriage?
We look forward to doing more podcasts with you.
Let's do it.
I mean, I
gotta do like an all couples one where we just do a nice open discussion.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be all in for that.
And we just it's hard. I'm not going to even try to create something. It's hard to keep. And
I'm glad you're admitting that, because I think a lot of people try to paint an image of marriage of perfection, and then when people get married and they go through hardships, they want to be like, you know, I can't do this. Like, I want a marriage like Isaiah and Jeanette and they don't know all the work that goes into
making. You can't copy this.
Yeah.
You can't copy this. You don't, you know. Unfortunately, we always see what's present in front of us.
Yeah.
No one ever goes home with us. Yeah. You don't go home with you guys. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard. Yeah. It's hard to, sometimes we don't even get a chance to really sit down with each other.
Yeah.
So much so, if I'm going to be honest, like today is like, we're driving and I'm like, hey, let's just have fun.
Yeah.
Let's just have fun. There's no kids in the back seat. There's no screaming for Coco Melon. There's no screaming. My leg itches. There's nothing like, let's just have fun.
Right.
Whatever, if it's for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And so we have to turn those switches on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but outside of that, it's just, hey, how you doing? Love you. See you later.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say it's necessarily that. I think it's a lot of pivoting. Because you go from one kid to two kids to three, it's constantly, there's always another way to change and shift.
Yeah.
Just as you're saying, if you look from the outside, it may look like, you know, everybody has these perfect, these seemingly perfect relationships. I say we're a work in progress because we're not getting date nights as we did initially. I think before we had children, we would go to church on a Sunday, have lunch at some restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then go candle shopping. That was our thing. Like, it became a routine for us. And now, can we do something like that? No, because we have three kids that we got to cater to from morning to night. They get up super early and they go to sleep when they want to go to sleep, right? And so we just try to, you know, make use of, he's a physical touch person.
Gotcha.
And so making sure that I get a hug in from him, you know, he wants to hug. And I'm not necessarily that way, but I've had to shift to make sure that I'm giving him at least that, just a hug for him, just rubbing his head, his back, is that's a means to connect. That's intimacy for him.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think couples take advantage, or they don't take advantage enough of the small things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The small things. Because I guess when you have a busy work schedule,
mm-hmm.
you have children, it's the small things that compound.
Yes.
Yeah.
Instead of looking for, how come you don't take me out on dates every week?
Yeah.
Well, let's be realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if those small things are being done, mm-hmm. which will compound, not going on a date, which I think couples should be able to do.
Yeah.
Not going on a date isn't going to kill the marriage.
No, it won't.
No.
And I, you know, I liken that after even taking care of a plant.
Yeah.
If you're doing the routine of watering the plant, some plants don't even require a whole lot of water, but just weekly, whatever level of care. And then if you miss a day or two, let's say you get thrown off by a week,
yeah.
it doesn't die off. It may lose a leaf, you know, it may get a little brown. But you go back and you repot and you yes. cultivate it,
yes.
and it's back to life. Mm-hmm. And it's just the same in relationships,
yeah.
you know? So that's what we do.
Yeah.
But we did go on dates, and, I mean, we were those guys. What restaurant? We're there. But now yeah. we got to get a babysitter.
Yeah.
We got to get somebody who, and it's three. It's not just one kid. Yeah. You're like, it's three on one, whoever's helping you.
By the way, the ages are 4, 2, and 1.
Yeah.
4, 2,
so
one.
Literally back to back to back, which wasn't yeah. our plan either, yeah. but God gave them to us yeah. that way. Yeah, and, that you know, we received it.
Full energy.
No, they are.
That is
they are.
Natural Red Bull.
Yeah.
I'm just keep saying all these names. Nobody, yeah. nobody's well, getting paid, by the way.
Yeah, no. Unless you guys want to, Red Bull, hit me up. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So now, okay.
No, good.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. now, full-fledged family.
Full-fledged family.
Marriage. You guys had Google eyes for each other
mm-hmm.
back at 16. Life has happened.
Life That's, happened.
You had individual experiences. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And God brought you guys back together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how do you guys incorporate God in your marriage today?
I would say prayer.
Results from the web.
Listen, Siri will always come through with the answers. But no, prayer. I would say at the beginning of the relationship, we used to take time to read devotionals together. And now, you know, you see our schedule, so it's a little difficult. But
that would be my drive into work.
Yep. I may drop him a line.
So I would call and we would talk.
Mm-hmm.
We'll read devotionals and we'll pray.
Yeah.
And kind of like just pray the night out, you know?
Yeah.
And you're in South Jersey, right? Like
Central Jersey.
Central, yeah.
Okay. Right. By Bridgewater, mm-hmm. a little bit past Bridgewater.
Where do you work?
New Jersey Transit.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that? Like what part of Jersey?
It's all over. I'm a conductor. All
right.
So right now I'm out of Dover.
Okay, I have no clue.
Parsippany.
Is it? Okay, yeah. Okay.
Like Morristown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's further north, though, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
What are your days off?
Monday and Tuesday.
So, I'm going to be interviewing Pastor Chino. He's going to forever be Pastor Chino to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pastor Chino next, right? He told me about, well, he didn't tell me. I saw him post about a men's ministry that I'm going to go visit with him on Mondays.
Okay.
And, like, they have, like, a lot of men that meet every week.
Okay.
So maybe we can connect it. And
absolutely.
Man, that would be dope.
Because I think it's up there. I think it's.
It's I don't live up that way.
No, I know.
We don't live up that way.
Oh, that's right.
But it's fine. It's, I mean,
he can get there. He can get there.
Just let me know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But yeah, but we'll talk more about that.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Okay. So, say what you're saying. Sorry.
Prayer. Prayer. Like how we incorporate God into the relationship. So he was saying that.
Yeah, we read. You know, so I think it's a wonderful thing for us to just keep encouraging each other through word.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Keep encouraging each other through word, and devotionals, and we just really just try to just stay prayed up. And be honest with you, like when we can, it's hard for us to create that time for us to be together, like because of our schedules. So
is that word that a lot of people love to say, and that's you got to be intentional.
Yeah.
Intentional. So part of the intentionality is just like using technology, you know, sending texts. Right. And so I would say we probably communicate more. Yeah.
Text.
Like I call him when I'm at work. When he's at work, he calls me.
Yeah.
if it's not a text message or whatever, hey, I read this really good word, read this, right. Sending it to him so that he can read it right. When he finds time. When the family is together, we pray together with the girls. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We pray together with the girls. Yeah. So it's Psalm 23,
Psalm 91,
and we have that routine with them, and that's when we're meeting, able to pray together as a family.
The Bible stories book to them.
Yep.
How long has it been now? How long have you guys been married?
This is, we're going into year six. So, yeah, this year would make 6 years that we're... 6 years. Yeah.
Wow, it's fast.
Yeah, life yeah. changes that quickly, you know? Yep. But,
Yeah, marriage with kids will grow somebody up fast.
Real quick.
Because things don't... You don't look at things
just,
the same.
Anymore. I just paused because I had a married with children. Like wow. Like,
yeah.
You just sit on the couch one day and you're just like... Yeah. You know, you just come... pause
yeah.
in the moment
yeah.
and your ears become like super sharp. You yeah. hear everything. What are you doing over there? Sit down.
Yep.
You know, the footsteps to yeah. when the door opens.
Yeah.
She called me the other night. She's like, oh, someone's in the house. She's like, what? She's like, yeah, I don't want to talk too loud. I don't want to alarm them. And
I didn't say it that way. I'm a very light sleeper.
She's texting this to me.
Yeah.
I'm a very light sleeper. So every sound in the house, I thought he was home because he works nights.
Yeah.
And so we realized that our second kid, Destiny, 2-year-old, she wakes up in the middle of the night and she'll start walking through the house.
And so she was in a. In
she was in the hallway between our rooms.
Just walking back and forth.
And she just laid on the floor, and I didn't realize that she didn't come through the door, but I knew I heard footsteps.
Yeah.
So I didn't think anybody came into the house. I just thought it was you.
If I read the messages to you, they would say,
"You're ready to."
There's an intruder in the house.
Yeah.
Wow. They're coming to get us. But no, I just want to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, my wife is a planner, and her mind is always constantly running.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love that about her, yeah. You know, but we just want to have fun yeah. because we have children, so we have to act like children sometimes. You yeah. know, you got to come down to their level because what else are they to do?
Yeah.
They can't come up to our level.
No. Yeah. But I think they also add a level of perspective that, you know, a lot of people can't appreciate.
Yeah.
So the world tells you, oh, you have kids, it's difficult, you can't do anything. Yep. But it's perspective. Like, to know that God gifted us with these kids, yeah. that our parents, whatever they went through in raising us up, were able to pour in and do as much as they did, and to see that we now have that chance to do the same,
yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
Wow.
You know, when we got married, the first year we said, oh, we're going to wait a year. We're going to wait a year and then we're going to have kids and whatever. But there was our plan and then it was God's plan. And literally we had victory a year after we got married.
Wow.
So it happened a little faster than we thought. And then all the other children. So, but did it hurt us, our relationship? I don't think it hurt us.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't hurt us. Like,
well, if you have the right... If you end up marriage for the right reasons,
yes.
Even if you don't plan on having a child,
mm-hmm.
but then you guys have a child, you love each other,
right.
mm-hmm.
connected. You understand that that child is coming from a love and connection that you.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So,
absolutely. Yeah. It wasn't. They weren't mistakes, you know. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like,
oops.
Yeah. No oops.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We knew what we were doing.
Absolutely. I think.
Yeah. And it, I mean. God said, all right, now is the time. So
yeah, 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 yeah.
You received it, and I thank God every day for the opportunity of being a father to 4 beautiful girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, where do you guys see yourselves in, like, another 5 years? As a married couple, as a family?
I hope the girls are working.
Yeah. But they're 29.
So yeah,
I'm
out there,
right.
out there shoveling that snow. We used to walk through the snow and yeah.
We really did though.
No, these winters now up here
are light.
Easy. They light.
What?
Light.
Do you remember snowstorm in 96?
Yes.
And you still went to school? School yes. was still open.
I made $240 in 94.
Shoveling.
Just shoveling. Wow.
In 96, I went out and made a couple of $100.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, these kids haven't seen those kind of snowstorms.
No.
Yeah.
Because they
it was up to my thighs.
Yep.
We had to go to school. We was in the auditorium for like 6 hours.
Yeah.
Outside with with t-shirts shorts. And shorts in the wintertime. Like we had our triple fat gooses.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, we yeah, like come on. Like we you know, they out here in Crocs. We had
Crocs.
Tents. Yeah. They out here in Crocs in the wintertime.
Seeing like, coats all the way down to the right, ankles, right. Scarves.
Yeah, they had no
yeah, no, nah, they had no
privilege, that's what it is. Yeah. We had to take the bus.
That yeah, too.
Train, yep. Mm-hmm. Walk.
Yep.
Now it's like dad, start the car.
Yeah. From inside the house.
From inside. Make sure it's warm. Make sure it's warm.
Right. Right. You don't have to go sit in a cold car.
That 72, dad.
Listen, man. Facts. Now, my son, I'm like, no, I am the first resort, but if I can't do it, he's independent enough to go home by himself.
Okay. Oh, nice.
He's gonna hit me up first.
Yeah.
He hits me up every other day for $10 to cash app him for food.
Wow. Yeah, because they're doing Uber Eats and DoorDash.
We do it, drop it.
Right.
Yeah, we had to.
And you didn't get outside food all the time.
No, at all.
You ate food at home.
Yep. And then we had to save up just for a lunch special at the Chinese store.
Yeah, yeah.
Which the chicken wings were like $4.
Yeah, it's easy. Easy. We went there for $5.
$2. $2 for four wings.
That's right.
We all ate.
Now you can't.
$5 was great.
Yeah, lunch special so was like funny. $11.
Give me two orders of wings. Give me a 50-cent soda. Yeah.
You got this too much.
Yeah, so with life, marriage is about togetherness. It's about teamwork. How do you guys keep that teamwork mindset in your marriage?
I mean, we communicate. I would say we communicate everything to no end. Yeah. I went back to work a few months ago, and it meant that we needed to really pull together. Mm-hmm. He had to shift his schedule to work nights. Mm-hmm. And I leave home really early in the morning. And then it's like, okay, what do we do with the kids? And so we emphasize the need for teamwork.
Yeah.
Before we can reach out to anybody else in our network, we got to start with us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so that's where I would say the teamwork is really, really, really shown.
Right.
In the way that I really feel like we're two football players on the team.
Yeah.
Seriously, like he's a running back. And what would I be? A wide receiver.
She's a quarterback.
She's a quarterback.
She's definitely the quarterback.
Yeah.
She has her foresight is insane.
Yeah.
And she can see skills like you.
She can see the whole field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She can see the whole field. She can see when things are happening. I'm just like, give me the ball.
And he's out.
I run through the hole.
Yep. Yeah.
But I'm always very I want to say like basketball terminology. Just get back to the fundamentals.
Yeah.
Let's just do the basic things that it takes to just be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Simple hugs, simple kisses, simple I love yous.
Yeah, the small things that compound.
Just little things, like you said earlier. It's the little things that count that will, over time, keep us together, keep us happy.
Yeah.
Because we can't do what we once did when we were just dating. Or you
know, social media has really
destroyed
how we look at relationships.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I always say that we all look to curate our social media to let other people know how great we have it. So every person's social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, whatever, is carefully curated today. Even in relationships.
Yeah. Yeah.
A good example is Jeezy and Jeannie Mai.
Oh my gosh. So
they were posting all the great stuff. And then Jeezy announces their divorce. And I'm like, okay, I wasn't expecting that.
That threw everybody off.
Yeah.
And you're so right. Like perfectly curated content.
And that's the thing. That's all people want. We want the
gossip.
We want what it's supposed to look like or what we fantasize it looking like based off of what everybody else shows.
It's true.
Showing what it really is. What it really is.
Yeah, it's true.
Teamwork. Understanding that, you know, even though there may be a biblical, I don't like to say hierarchy, but biblical roles within a marriage. Understanding that everybody has specific strengths.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in a marriage, we defer to that.
Yeah.
We defer to that. You know, husband may have to make a final call on something because ultimately, he's responsible. But at the end of the day, if my wife can see the field better than me, I have to defer to her.
Right.
Because of that.
Yeah.
So it seems like you guys have that
Yeah. But
we're working with, you know, we're constantly working on it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, we look at the, you look at, I'm always going to sports.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan wasn't Michael Jordan until he had, you know, I mean, he was great.
Yeah.
But then he needed that coach that was going to put him in the right position.
True, true.
And so when Phil Jackson comes along and he puts the triangle offense in, and you need a Scottie Pippen, a Steve Kerr, a Dennis Rodman, Paxson, right? All these guys that's going to play their roles.
Yeah.
That was a key, along with letting Michael be Michael.
Yeah.
And championship teams don't happen overnight.
Facts.
Word. That's good.
They have to work hard. They have to practice
that was
hard.
Deep. That was
Yeah. Deep.
Did you guys hear that? Like, the championship teams aren't made overnight.
They're not.
Wow. If you want to have a, I'm about to preach. If you guys want to have a championship marriage, make sure that Christ is the coach.
Amen.
He's going to set up the triangle offense.
There you go.
Hey. Yes.
Hey. Keep going. I was with
triangle
you.
That was good. Offense.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'm about to.
Which is our daughter, Trinity.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, wow.
No, that's good.
That's good.
No, but you look at any team.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Kobe couldn't do it.
True.
Him and Shaq had to work together.
Yeah.
Phil Jackson also had to be there, too.
Yeah.
You know, these things.
I got to say, LeBron can't do it, though. Even if they give him the pieces, he's still going to lose more championships than he wins. I'm just. Don't you mute me. Don't. All right. I won't say nothing else.
LeBron is king.
But MJ's
of the basketball,
he can be the king.
That's okay. The goat. No, that's all right.
That's so funny.
But I just championship mentality, man. Like,
yeah,
go hard every day, practice hard, and at the end of the day, I think we'll look back and be grateful for what we've done.
Yeah.
Just keep loving each other, pouring into each other, knowing our affirmations, the gifts that she loves to receive, the physical touch that I love to receive, and then just being there for the girls. Because whatever we do for each other, they get to witness, and they get to reap the benefits of what marriage is and what love is firsthand.
Yeah, yeah.
Not from TV, not from social media.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And when they grow up, they have a mom to model after, and a dad.
And that's something that's in common with us too. We both came up in, what is it?
Two-parent households. Yeah.
Which is a hack. I heard, I don't know her name, but she did a video on how two-parent household is a life hack.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's a life hack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like she said, she didn't experience half the trouble that her friends growing up in single-parent homes experienced because she had the support of her mother and father.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
and
deep.
You guys are continuing that legacy. Yeah. You guys came from two-parent households.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're raising up your kids in a two-parent loving household.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your daughters are going to be looking for that.
Absolutely. Yes.
So we with pray somebody for at 16, right,
mm-hmm.
a football player.
Nah, son.
No. Trying to holler at your girl.
Nah, son.
No. But bro, you was a football player hollering at your girl. Uh-huh. He said, I ain't going to have it.
Nah, I mean. It.
But yeah, you know what? You trust that what you've instilled in them. They'll carry it, even in their youthful years.
And let it be known, like,
yeah,
it was really just conversation. Like,
yeah.
I think we snuck to get pizza or, you know, went to the movies. And I asked her if I can kiss her. Like, that's how up high she was with Christ, like, at the time. Yeah. Still, to this day. But I put my arm around you? Can I give you?
Did she respond with Jesus like that? What, did
you ask I kissed him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kissed him. Okay. Yes.
But no, we were very respectful of each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just knew I wanted her.
Wow.
At 16.
Yeah.
I think I've tried to have this conversation with some people. I think males, boys, they know.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And if we could, I would have given up everything.
Yeah.
Which I gave up some things.
Yeah, yeah, he did. He did.
I had an opportunity to go to high school in South Carolina.
Oh, wow.
Did I was like, Mommy, that? I'm in love.
Oh, wow.
And she rocked with it.
Wow.
Yeah. I just wanted to be around her.
Blushing, bro.
Yeah. I'm blushing, but
you putting deposits in
there. Yeah, because you know, listen.
I look at her. This is a queen right here.
No, the love is real. The love is real between us. I have to say.
I stare at her. Like, she's like, "What are you looking at?" I'm like, "You." Wow.
Yeah, she's there's like, a lot
I'm
of love.
In my pajamas. Like, I don't. That's beyond that. Yeah. Beyond that, it's them eyes. Wow. That's what got me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm happy. I know she's happy, and you know a big part of it is just trying to maintain happiness.
Yeah.
So.
And not perfection either.
No.
I think it's important for us to highlight that.
Yeah.
We don't aspire to perfection.
Gotcha. No, we fight.
Because like life is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we fight.
We fight.
We have disagreements.
If you have
disagreements. I'm leaving. If you're leaving. Yeah.
It's conflict. If conflict is done right, it'll create friction.
Yeah.
Friction, if it's applied properly,
mm-hmm.
will allow the outsides of whatever it is to mend together.
Yeah.
It's meant to mend.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If it's causing friction,
mm-hmm.
right, and it's put together,
yep.
mm-hmm. it'll mend together.
Absolutely.
And that's what conflict is supposed to happen. It's supposed to happen in a marriage so that you guys can get closer together.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
What can you tell a couple, mm-hmm. be any age? Let's create a window, 25 to 40.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What can you tell a couple, knowing what you guys know now, having the life experiences you guys have had
mm-hmm.
individually and together, now raising four beautiful girls, my apologies.
Mm-hmm.
What would you tell them in the dating stages to set them up for a real perspective of marriage?
I would say seek out a person's character, ooh. Not just what they're putting out. Ooh. Because we tend to, when we're dating, you know, you want to take me to here and wear a mask. Well, literally, right. Wear the mask. Everybody's fronting.
Everybody.
But seek out a person's character. So something that I would do in relationships, like when I would date people, I want to see what happens when you get mad.
Yeah.
I want to see you upset. I want to see when I don't, you know, do what you want me to do, how you're going to react towards me. Because realistically, you want to be with somebody that you can work with,
sure.
that can deal with even your worst times. So seek out character in a person,
mm-hmm.
and then also for the just godly men and women, because this is the platform that we're on.
Yeah.
Pray and make sure that this is what
God wants
for you. Because if He don't want it for you, I mean, you may your own free will may take you into something, but a lot of times we know from within ourselves if something is detrimental to us or it's good for us.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, we kind of lean towards things that we're not supposed to lean towards to, and in the end, and we get hurt. But if you're really seeking God prayerfully, He's going to show you if something is not for you or someone is not for you.
Wow.
We did that often.
Yeah.
We made it very clear, like, if God says no, then
absolutely.
We can just remain friends.
Okay.
But my advice would be honest.
Yeah.
Tell the truth.
Yeah.
Don't hold nothing back. Obviously tagging onto fronting, just be honest about everything that you're doing.
Yeah.
It hurts you more to lie to your person
mm-hmm.
than to just be like, hey, I'm going to the store or I'm going to the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you said you were going to your friends, you know what I mean? Yeah. But you did something different. Just be honest.
Yeah.
Just be honest and put the ball in that person's court.
Yeah.
So they can make decisions for themselves.
Yeah, and then I'll also add, I think living in close quarters with your spouse is different than when you're dating them.
Yes, it is.
Come on, like...
Yes, it is.
There are going to be things that you guys are going to see that you never saw.
Yeah.
And this is why it's important to know a person's character, because when you are confronted with these things, you're going to be like, yo, I'm out.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be like, I'm all in.
That gives a couple the opportunity to love the person and not the idea.
Mm-hmm. The idea of the person. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. 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 So
don't play house.
Please don't play house.
No.
Because that's.
Don't play house.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of that going on too.
Playing house and then, like, what is there to look forward to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so no house, as the old school say, no shacking up.
No shacking up.
Yeah, yeah.
What do they say? Don't. When you get the cow, you're not going to want the milk? Or
no, if you... Yeah, yeah. You're not going to buy the cow if you're getting the milk.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but we got to add grace.
Yeah.
Because there's some folks that
yeah.
are in great relationships and maybe they don't know. They don't know any better. But when you do know better, make sure you incorporate God into the relationship.
You know it. You got to do it.
Just do it. Because it's with God, it's all or nothing. Like, he's not going to fail you.
Facts.
Yeah, he's not going to fail you. So,
guys, thank you guys so much.
Thank you for having us. This was so much fun.
We got to do this again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there anything you want to, like any social media handles or businesses, any businesses that you guys are doing?
Well, I mean, we do have a platform. It's called Triumphant Unions.
Yeah.
And it's just like a marriage support group for everyday people. And what we do is we try to have events, create spaces for people to just come together with other married couples. Just really informal. We had an event last year. We're trying to have them a little bit more frequently. But, you know, you see our life schedules. Yeah. And so trying to find ways. But what I found was, and what I would say what we found was, after you get married, sometimes some of the friends you had prior to being married, they don't stick around, or maybe they're not in the same space of what you are experiencing. And so you want to hang out with people that are like-minded. Yeah. And so we have this thing, Triumphant Unions, that we created, and it started in Virginia, and then we had something in New Jersey. And so stay tuned. 2024, we're definitely going to have a couple of events.
Right. Is there a website or?
No website, but the social media handle is just Triumphant Unions.
Triumphant Unions.
At Triumphant Unions. Mm-hmm.
We also have a Triumphant 360. That is our 360 photo booth.
Yes.
We're just up and coming, but we're getting it off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
We do all type of events.
As an entrepreneurial couple.
We're trying to get there. Yeah, yeah. trying to do the thing.
All right.
Trying to do the thing.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you for having us. And,
guys, thank you guys so much for watching today's podcast with Isaiah, with the McGills. They're the McGills.
Yes.
And make sure you guys connect with them on Triumphant Unions on Instagram.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And hit them up and get some marriage advice also, since you guys are doing that too. Cause that's,
yeah.
I think couples need that.
Yeah.
We all need that. All right?
Stay tuned for an event that's going to happen soon.
Yeah. The spring.
Yeah. So make sure you guys follow so that in the spring you guys can attend it, because I plan on being there.
Yes.
All right, guys. So thank you guys so much for watching. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, hit the bell notifications to let you know when I upload new videos, when I go live. And this is Harrison Family Values, the podcast. We out.
Peace.